Welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. It's my honor and pleasure to be with you today and answer your questions about clay. So shall we get started? Let me go over and look at the question lines. I have a question from Mary in Minneapolis. Hello, Perry. I'm a new listener but found the last session very helpful indeed. My question has to do with locating a very big bulk supplier. I have a dog sanctuary with 30 dogs, most of whom are here due to medical issues. I would like to keep using the clay for bath soaks for all of them, as well as feeding them twice daily with meals. I have several who need regular soaks to deal with total body toxicity. One of the dogs came here from New Orleans after Katrina and was literally encased in oil and grease and filth when found 6 weeks after the hurricane. Another has been eating horrible food for most of her life and now has a thick, brown, very tenacious chronic exudant from her entire body. I can give many more examples, but the point is I will need large quantities of clay, and I simply do not know how to tame it from a good bulk quantities. Thank you so much for putting this information out here. Mary, I'm going to, I'd like to get your phone number. I'll email you. I see your email on here, and get a, and call you because I want to look up different sources first and see if I can find the best price for pets. So let me do a little research on that, and I'll call you back. Will this clay, she also asked, will this clay work to heal a penile cyst on a dog? One of the dogs here has a deep burrowing cyst. She is old. I do not want her to undergo extensive surgery or even possibly tail amputation. Currently, she relieves long, very warm, soapy tub soaps, which help for a while, but the cyst never heals. I know there are toxins deep inside the cyst that need to come out. Absolutely. If you will make the clay paste or get the mask, it's a mud mixture, and put it on there daily. If you can kind of shave the hair around the area so it can get on there, put it on, let it dry. Put it on, let it dry. You may have to put a cone on her to keep her from licking it off, but it should heal the wound and dry up and dissolve the cyst too. It may take a while for the cyst to completely go away, but if you be with it, I'd also feed the dog some clay. I think you're aware of that. It helps them on the inside, and a lot of times inside things cause outside things on their bodies. So that's what I'd recommend, getting some of the clay mask and putting it on there, and maybe a clay bath also. Put some clay water in the bath water and just keep it on that area as much as possible. I have a couple of testimonials if you go to BentoniteClayInfo.com. It's BentoniteClayInfo.com. www.BentoniteClayInfo.com. And look under the testimonials and go down to pet testimonials. And under pet testimonials, go to dogs, and you will see some with tumors that removed. And there was one with a weeping tumor or ulcer or something like that, a cat that had it on their tail, and it healed them up. So there's lots of information, or some, and as you get success with some of these critters, I think just feeding a lot of these dogs will help a lot of it. But as you go through some of these testimonials, it'll give you some ideas. And if you have some really amazing healings, like most people do, particularly with dogs, please send them to me. I'd love to add some more to the testimonials on the pet page. We don't have too many there. pets really respond. Old pets that are crippled and can't get around anymore turn into young, frisky pups and can jump up on the furniture and get on the, up the stairs again. So they really appeal to it. Some of them have gotten where if you don't put the clay in their food, they won't eat it. They really, really love that about it. So I'm going to capture your email address, and I will get back with you on where to find the best available bulk clay. And this is from Esther in Woosley, South Africa. I live in South Africa. I get bentonite clay here. I do not know if this is the proper article. Can you send me a photo of the purest clay on the market, and I will try it and find it here. Every deposit is different, so a picture is not going to tell you what the mineral composition in of it. Most of them are a gray-greenish or a white. There are yellow clays, there are orange clays, there are blue clays, there are black clays. So that's not going to help you. You know, I would get some calcium bentonite clays and try several from your area. See if you can find several from your area. Mix them and compare them. Ask them if they've had it tested. You kind of want to make sure it doesn't have contaminants or something in it. Pretty much clay is generally pretty safe if it hasn't been in an area where it could have gotten a lot of any contamination that would have filled up the clay where the clay is active. But there is an article on that bentonite clay info on selecting clays and matching and comparing, and there's some things you can do to, you can mix some of both clays to see what their ratio is, if it's like a 3-to-1 or a 1-to-1 when you mix it with water. Generally, to make a mud or a paste, it's like either 1-to-1 or 2-to-1. The Living Clay brand that I like here in the States is a 3-to-1. So you put 3 parts water to 1 part clay. That means however much clay you use, you triple it or you double it. And if you triple it and it's real watery, then you're going to have to add some more clay. You have the wrong ratio. And when you mix it for liquids, it's a 1-to-8 ratio. However much clay you use 8 times that amount of water. And then you want to shake it real good and let it stand and see if it separates and the water goes on the top and the clear water, and then on the bottom there's a layer of clay. You don't want that. That clay is not staying emulsified. It's separating out. So you want a clay that'll make a cloudy water, and the water will stay cloudy. It'll stay emulsified. And then you can, there's some other little tests you can do with it. The taste test, does it taste salty? It's going to have a little earthy taste and a chalkiness afterwards. And then, you know, try them, and for that 1 week try one, and then the next week try another, and see if you notice any difference. When the Living Clay came out, we first took it to a show. We gave out samples, and people would come back and say, "Where did you get this clay? I've been trying clay for years, but I got better results in one night with this clay than I have using my other clays." So using it and seeing how quickly it heals a wound or take the sting out of an insect bite, or how tightly it adheres to your skin when it dries. You want a clay that dries tightly and doesn't just crumble and fall away. I've tried some clays, you put them on, and when they dry, if you just brush your cheek, all this little powdery dust falls down. It's not tightening and pulling. A good clay will, when it dries, it'll be very tight and firm, and when you wash it off, your skin will be very soft feeling too. It sort of exfoliates the dead skin's layer and leaves the skin feeling just baby soft, particularly after a bath. So those are some things to try. And I also have your email, and I'll see if I can email you some more information too. My friend Caro in Chicago. You know, I don't never know if this is Caro or Caro. One of these days we're going to have to talk. It's abbreviation, short for Carol. So Hi, I want your thoughts about having a colonoscopy and the relation using clay or not. Thank you. You know, MDs are pushing these procedures for the natural and the money. I have never had one. I'm 77, but I've been drinking clay for 20 years, and I've never had, you know, any problems, colon problems. So I choose not to do it. It'll be a personal thing. If there is cancer in your family and if there's a trend for colon cancer, I definitely have it done. You know, I don't know if I could drink that barium stuff to clean you out, to tell you the truth. The procedure wouldn't be as bad as that, but it's a little humiliating to stand on your head and know somebody's poking something up in you and looking at you, but I think that's totally up to you. I don't have cancer relatives in my family. My grandmother had cancer of the jaw because she dipped snuff, and I don't dip snuff, so I'm not worried about cancer in my family. But if you definitely have a tendency for cancer in your family, if you have relatives that have had cancer, I would definitely do it. If you're drinking clay, you're going to stay pretty clean down there, and it's going to keep ulcers from popping up and heal polyps and inflammations in the colon. So drink some clay every day. And those are my thoughts. Thank you for asking them, but it's totally your decision. But I would use those factors of considering if there are any cancer running your family to make your decision. And I know you'll make a wise decision. And I agree with you. Sometimes MDs are run on fear factors, fear of being sued, fear of making the wrong choice, I don't know, of not being overcautious because of all the liabilities. I'm just so glad I'm not a doctor. And I'm so glad I have clay. Well, that's all the questions we have at this moment. And very good ones. I'm going to go back over to our phone line and see what we have there. We have some more people have called in and joined us. What's new in clay? I've just sent an article to a radio station in Flint, Michigan, trying to get them to be aware of the clay for detoxing all these people who have been drinking the lead-contaminated water. And they should also consider using clay for the river to clean the river of the lead. You know, if it'll pull it out of people, it'll pull it out of a river. If you know anybody in that area, let them know about clay. Tell them about clay. Let's try to help them. It's hard to help the uneducated. If you know people educated about clay, it's real easy to tell them about something. But if they're not open-minded to using clay as a therapeutic healer, they're very close-minded and won't even look at it. When we owned the Living Clay Company, we tried to give a ton of clay to Jamaica. If they could just mix it with some water and use it for all these people who couldn't get into the doctor, who had open wounds that were getting infected, and they had so many unnecessary amputations, in my opinion. The infection would get in and be so bad they would amputate, and the darn clay will pull that infection out and save those amputations. But somebody's got to mix it up and put it on them. And we couldn't get anyone to accept our offer. When Fukushima happened, I had a friend in Fukushima who is a brilliant brain surgeon there and well-respected. I sent him the information and said we'd like to donate a ton of clay to the people of Fukushima. And he contacted the Radiation Commission, who was in charge of all that, gave them all the information, the samples, the book, and again, we never heard from them. So sometimes it takes people around to rally the forces and open people's eyes, a peaceful protest. The pharmaceutical companies are making a killing and the government is paying for it to have these people treated with the invasive chelation. I've forgotten the number. I should know the name of it, a DMSA, I think it is, where they put chemicals into your bloodstream to clean the blood. Well, you have to go in and sit for 2 hours weekly for 6 weeks at least, and that costs lots of money. Well, the government, we the people, are paying for that when they could get them some clay and they could take clay baths every day, every other day, and drink the clay, and could. We've had tests, some tests have shown that clay is more effective than this chelation, and people get, their blood gets cleaner faster with using the clay to detox with clay baths. So we could save a lot of money and help people faster. And our concern, a lady called me yesterday from Detroit who is concerned about the children, the young children who are still forming their brain cells and being exposed to this lead. She wanted to know if it was okay for young children to take clay for detoxing. And we have two testimonials. One is about a 12-month-old little girl that was cleared of her lead poisoning. And another one about a 3-year-old little boy that I've told the story many times on the radio about how it cleared up his levels in 3 months. And when they went back to the doctor, it amazed the doctors. They wanted to know what they'd been doing, because the guy did not want to subject his young son to this invasive needle and sitting in a chair for 2 hours for a 3-year-old. The trauma of that, and he chose to go with the clay baths, and it got all of it out in 3 months, and the doctors were amazed. So we know it works. It's just a matter of getting people to open their mind to it. I want to put out an alert out there. If you're concerned about the Zika mosquito bites, if you get any kind of mosquito bites, get a little jar of the clay mass, mix up some of the mud, and keep it in your pocket. And if you get a mosquito bite, dab it, slap it on there, and it will suck the venom out quickly before it spreads and gets into the system. So that's a preventative measure, extremely cheap. It takes a little consciousness and being aware and keeping some clay with you when you're outside particularly. Occasionally I get a mosquito inside my house, and you know, they come around at night, they find you sleeping, and you have to pull the sheet up over your head to get away from them. So keep the clay handy for those mosquito bites. Okay, let me go back and see if we have any more questions in queue. Kay in Duluth, Minnesota, can you talk about clay-moving cataracts by using clay packs on the eyelids? Yes, if the cataracts are ripe, I think. There was a testimonial in a book written by Raymond Dexter, who was the forefather of clay and herbal healing back in France in the early 1900s. And he had a testimony about an elderly lady who used the clay on her eyelids, the clay mask on her eyelids, and it removed her cataracts. I have had several people who have tried it. They've never gotten back to me that it helped their cataracts. But what I would do is mix the clay. There are two ways you can do it. You can saturate the clay water. When I have allergies and my eyes are itching, I take a little cotton pad like you take, remove makeup with, a little square or circle of cotton pad, pressed cotton, and pour some liquid clay on it, and then hold it over, press it over my eye, and leave it there for a little while, and it takes that itching, the inflammation, and stops the itchy, watery eyes. Another way is on this same little cotton pad to put the clay mask on it and press it to your eyelids, closed eye. You want to keep your eye closed. If you get a little clay in your eye, just rinse it out with water or some eye wash solutions. You can also make some eye wash solutions with clay in it, and I buy the eye wash solution from the store. It's difficult to find because they only have a couple of bottles of eye wash solution, and they have thousands of bottles of lens cleanser. You don't want the lens cleanser. But if you look or ask your druggist there, they can help you find the eye wash solution. And it's a sterile eye wash solution. And to that, it comes in a 4-ounce container, and put the whole 4 ounces into a little container, a little glass container with a plastic lid, and add a tablespoon of clay to it, of the liquid clay, and then shake it up and use that as eye drops for your eyes. And it helps clear up the red lines in your eyes and things of that nature. You know, I've been told I have a cataract in one eye. I haven't been aware of it yet. It hasn't bothered me. And I do use the clay packs periodically. Maybe I'm keeping it at bay. She said it was a baby one. So I started doing this, and I may have chased it away because she told me that several years ago. And it's never developed into a full cataract. So the process may be a little slow, but it's safe and it's worth it. So thank you for that. Okay, let's see if we have any more questions. Lisa Marie in Reading, Pennsylvania. I have severe arthritis and joint pain from chemo from breast cancer. Will detoxing with clay, making it part of my daily life, help? How would I start? Absolutely, honey. Start with a good quality clay. You can get the liquid clay. I would definitely drink the clay. Often drinking the clay helps the arthritis go away. I had arthritis starting in my thumb. Couldn't open jars. When the weather would change, my thumb would start to ache and just hurt all the time. When I started drinking clay, I noticed my thumb didn't hurt anymore. And my mother had this, and her thumb was kind of deformed eventually. And I'm 77, and I have no arthritis in my thumb now. And I think drinking it helps tremendously. If the joints really ache, you can put a clay poultice over your knee or your elbow or your wrist or your hands. If your hands are bothered, you know, and the fingers are all gnarly, either get some rubber gloves and put some clay in the fingers and slip your hands in there where you can leave it on that area for quite a while. Or maybe get some little rubber like surgical gloves and put some clay in there, put your hand in and scotch tape it around your wrist and sleep with it on all night. I had a lady call me yesterday. Excuse me. She had put her foot in a bag of clay mud. She had a problem with her foot and ankle and left it on all night. And she said when she took it off, the rough part of her heel, it was smooth. The calluses on her feet were gone, and her feet were so soft and smooth, and the swelling had gone down in her ankles, and she was just amazed. But she put a little plastic bag with a lot of clay in it, squished it all around her foot and kind of taped it around her ankles and slept with it on. Some people like to put it on and gently wrap it in saran wrap. If you wrap it too tight, you're just squishing the clay away. And you want to do it just before you go to bed, because if you walk around on it, it's squishing the clay around. And maybe put a sock on over it if you're going to do it in the plastic wrap. Put it on and put a sock over it to hold it in place and sleep with it on. And you talk about wonderful soft feet. It'll do very good. Clay baths are also very good for any kind of joint pain and muscle pain. When the joints hurt, that they're also not rotating and doing what they should, and that affects the muscles. And part of the pain can be from the buildup of calcium in the joint, or the buildup of inflammation from the muscles straining because the body can't function like it normally does. So there I would suggest clay baths. The clay baths are also going to help you detox from the chemo and get rid of the die-off that's in your system. Chemo kills things, but it doesn't filter it out of your system very well. So the clay baths can filter all those dead things out. It's kind of like changing the oil in your car, and you'll feel better, have more energy, and bless you for your journey. I know that wasn't an easy journey to do, and wish you now a speedy return to health without joint pain and aching. Again, you can go to bentoniteclayinfo.com, and there's a whole section on arthritis, joints, back pain, chronic pain, things like that, and read some of those testimonials, and you can see how they did that. But you do need a good quality clay. All right, Carol, another Carol from Chicago. Is fasting, how to make it compatible with drinking water at the same time, is it realistic? Thank you again. Keep up the great work you do. Yes, it is. Fasting is very good. I started fasting yesterday, and I drank the clay. I drank about 3 ounces. I can drink more if I want to. And I don't get hungry till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so that's when I start increasing my clay to kind of help stop for the first day or two that craving for something to eat. I drink a lot of water during the day. You want to wait at least 30 minutes to start drinking the water, and you want to drink lots of water. The water will fill you, and you won't feel hungry. The clay is going to supply you with a lot of energy. You'll notice usually after the second day, you notice a burst of energy. If you want to do a partial fasting, you can do like fast for 2 meals and then have some soup or salad, something light. Some people do it like that, and see what a difference it makes. We've had athletes who fast and notice that they, when they're on their fast and they're running, that they don't hit their wall as quickly as they used to. So when you're running and you get tired, you hit a wall where you think, oh, I can't go anymore. And if you keep pushing, you push through that wall. And they say they don't notice the wall like they did when they weren't fasting. So it's very beneficial. I wouldn't do more than a 6-day fast. I think the body needs nutrition, and maybe take vitamins as you're taking your fast too. Some people use juice with their fast, and they drink clay and then they drink some good fresh juice from fruits and vegetables. So there are many ways you can do that, and using the clay. I like to drink at least 3 to 4 ounces 3 or 4 times a day when I'm fasting. And you can find your own place there. You can go up to 8 ounces if you want to. Let's see. Okay. Linda at Pataskalala. Wonder where that is. Sounds like an interesting place. Linda says, my doctor diagnosed me with impetigo, but I'm beginning to doubt it as it looks nothing like the pictures I see on YouTube. I did several things for places on the face, medication which did not heal the places around the nose, but it spread to the mouth and the chin area. I tried essential oils, but ended up putting clay poultice on my chin, dotting other tiny little red areas, which keep spreading, one red dot at a time. Definitely helped. My face is just about normal. But yesterday I got these little itchy red spots on my hand. I suspect it could be candida overgrowth. Do you think it's just continually putting clay poultices on and reapplying? Putting clay poultices on and reapply as dry, or get my hands wet again and get rid of whatever it is. Yeah, I would take a clay bath because this stuff can spread very easy. I had it when I was a child and lived in the country. My mother told the doctor to destroy my childhood record because we lived down in the country and we'd get lice and from the kids at school. It's a small country school and a lot of farm workers, and we'd get head lice and we'd get scabies and infantico. And she said, I'd notice you scratching all the time, and I'd see these little blood spots on your clothes. And they'd have to wash the sheets in coal oil, kerosene, and put them on the dry to kill, because these are little parasites. But definitely keep it on topically. I don't think putting it on dry is going to help. I would put it on wet and let it dry, or cover it with, you know, some saran wrap or a little square of Glad press and seal if it's in a enclosed area. And, you know, if it's on your face, when you're at home, if you have to go out and work, you don't want to wear clay all over you. But if you're at home, put it on there, let it dry, gently wash it off. You have to rehydrate it, re-wet the clay to wash it off. And then put it on again, and just keep putting it on, and it'll dry that stuff up. It definitely will work. And again, the clay bath will get areas that it may have spread to and it hadn't quite started, that it will, you know, control those from spreading. I suspect it's probably the impetigo spreading to your hands. It can spread all over the body. If you itch one place and touch somewhere else, there you go. It's kind of like poison ivy. But thank you for that testimonial, and also keep up the good work with the clay. And I hope you're drinking it too. I definitely suggest everybody drink the clay just in general. Sally in Fairfield, do you have any more information on using clay for the thyroid? I've been putting it on thick at night, covered with plastic to help. Is this the way to use it? Should I use it every night and all night long? Yes, ma'am. Use it every night and all night long, and drink clay. I would drink, start with 2 ounces three times a day, build up to 3 ounces, and maybe even 4 ounces. There was a lady that had Graves' disease, which is a thyroid disease, and they told her she'd be on medicine the rest of her life, and they might have to remove her thyroid. And she was drinking 8 ounces of the clay three times a day for other things. And she noticed that, and then she started putting a poultice on her neck. And when she went back and had her thyroid checked again, the doctor said it had cleared up, and they had told her there was no way to cure it. So, yes, I would keep it up. Drinking it, putting it on topically, and, you know, it doesn't hurt to take a clay bath. If you ever start taking clay baths, you'll love them. They relax you, they open the flow of energy in the body, and your skin feels baby soft when you're through. It's literally taking toxins through your skin that are poured in the body, but you never feel it coming out. Clay is very subtle and gentle in how it works, but it does work. So thank you for that, and hang in there with your thyroid. All right, let's see if we have anything more. Carol in Chicago, can I drink clay with apple juice or any fruit juice? What is the best ratio? Thank you. I'm planning on it with me to take it to me with me to work. Yes, you can. You can use apple juice or beet juice or any kind of juice you can mix the clay with. I kind of avoid if you want to mix the liquid clay with it, not the powder, because you want it already hydrated and activated. If you put the dry powder with something that's very acidic, like grapefruit juice or lemon juice, you're going to cause gas bubbles. Once you have it hydrated into the liquid form, you can add it to the fruit juice. And the ratio is to how much juice you want. So I would put, and if you're going to do this, like drink 3 ounces in the morning and then maybe mid-morning have a juice with clay in it, I'd use about an ounce of clay to a cup of juice, something like that. You can just play with it and find how it works for you. The juice is a good little supplement, a midday pick-me-up, you know, and then go ahead and drink your larger amounts at noon, and then have maybe a couple of pick-me-ups in the afternoon. We begin to get tired in the afternoon. I went yesterday all day, and I didn't get hungry until night. Night's when I usually eat, and so I kept noticing, okay, is this a habit or am I really hungry? And it's surprising how it's just a habit. So I just kept drinking clay and water. But a lot of people use juice with it, so that's a good idea to use that kind of as a pick-me-up. And there's no limit to the amount of clay you can add to the juice, so go to it. But, it may taste better if you add it. Or if you want to just take the clay and then drink some juice, you can do it that way. Play around with it and find out what works with you, and then let us know next time. We'd like to hear back how it worked for you. Thank you. Okay, let me go over to the conference line. I'd like to give the people on the phone a chance to ask questions or give a testimonial if they like. If you two on your phone, that will open your line, and I can add you to the conversation. It's star two on your phone line. Yes, you're on with Perry A. Hello?
Hi, Perry. I'm Vancouver.
I'm sorry, who is this?
It's Barb in Vancouver.
Oh, good. Well, you're breaking up a little bit, Barb.
I don't have a very good connection. I probably don't have enough Wi-Fi in the house or something. I just wanted to find out if you'd made the decision. I know I wasn't on the couple of times, but got the download after the show about your decision about broadcasting.
About what?
Broadcasting show.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about limiting it. The popular, in fact, I didn't get one person that wanted to limit it to one, so we're going to keep up with the two times a month having a show. We kind of did a survey a while back, and nobody wanted to cut it down to one, which means to me that there are people out there listening in or coming in later at night and listening, and that I still have a need to do it. So I just didn't want to, overdo it. And so we're going to continue with the two clay sessions and the one living clay session. The live well session a month. And changing it to nighttime just really doesn't work for us. It interferes with people's meal time, and a lot of people, after they work, they want to come home at night and either work in the yard or relax and watch TV and the news. So we didn't think that would be a popular idea to change the time on it. I am in April going to be busy on the 14th, so we're going to change that wellness seminar to the 13th, but it'll be in the letter. It'll be on a Wednesday afternoon instead of a Thursday, but that's only one time for the wellness seminar. I'm traveling a lot in April, so I'm trying to work my travel around my shows. So do you have any other questions or any opinions?
Well, I love the feedback. I'm sure count me in with all the others that still want two shows a week, even though sometimes I'm not here live, but enjoy them. And today's questions have been fantastic. I'm sure everybody listening or will listen will be thrilled. The other comment was thank you for getting me in touch with Axelcraft, and I was able to get my clay from them. That's us.
Good. Barb lives in Canada and was trying to find, the shipping is so expensive from the United States, so I connected to the distributor in Canada. Yeah. it's good to know those things, and the only way you can find out is by asking. So,
yeah, the
Extra
shipping
Crash
on it,
is a good company,
but, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes, and the other thing, let's see, what was? Oh dear. Well, it's gone from my mind. But wonderful day and wonderful Easter, and get on with the questions.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on with us. I appreciate that. All right. Yes, Easter is coming up. I'm glad you reminded me of that because I had already planned to say something about Easter and family times and being together and forgot about it. It just slipped my mind. And I got to start thinking because I've got to make 3 dishes to take to my family event. And let's see if we have any more questions. We don't have any right now. So, you know, you might sneak some clay into some of your dishes. Add a little clay to some of your dishes and your family will be eating it and not even knowing it. I'm trying to think what I'm fixing. I'm fixing a dip, a spinach dip, that I could add a little of the liquid clay to and nobody would ever know it. And I'm fixing a chicken salad. I don't think it'd go very good on chicken salad though. And then the other thing I'm fixing is a broccoli raisin salad. So I'll stick with it in the dip and put some in there, and it'll help thicken the dip. I think I'm going to put about a teaspoon of the clay mask in it. When you put the powder clay in, if you don't get it hydrated fully, then it's a little gritty. We have lots of recipes on the bentonite.clayinfo.com site. That'll give you some ideas on how to use it. You can use it in making muffins and cakes and cookies, and also a lot of hors d'oeuvres, the little roll-ups, the tortilla roll-ups with cream cheese, and you season the cream cheese, and then you roll them and then slice them little round circles and put a little piece of pimento or olive on top. You can mix it in with your cream cheese mix, and it goes real well. But go to bentonite.clayinfo.com and look at some of the recipes on there, because there are some really pretty good recipes, even one for lemon water, lemon honey water. So kind of a lemonade with a little clay in it. And a lot of our contributors. And if y'all have a recipe you want to send in, I haven't gotten any recipes lately. Every now and then I get somebody who loves to cook and they send me their creative ideas about using clay, and that's how we built up our little recipe section. So feel free to experiment with clay and in your cooking, and it's a good way to get it into kids that are a little resistant to drinking dirt or eating clay. So be creative with it. Be sure and feed it to your pets, too. We neglect our pets, and it helps their hair coat. It helps them get rid of worms. It gives them energy, and just like you, it works on their arthritis, too. So, well, we're out of questions right now. I'm going to click on it one more time, usually about the time I say no more questions and click off the air. We do get another question flying in. I want to thank all of you for listening in. Have a wonderful Christmas with families. Remember to take your clay with you and share it with your family. Thank you all for listening in. Barb, thank you for your comments on the session and asking and all the feedback from everyone. I want to thank all of you. So many of them said, no, please keep up with 2 a day. I never know who I'm reaching out there, and I feel like I'm kind of talking into a dark hole sometimes. So when I find out that like that, that really, really pleased me to know that everybody wanted to continue with the 2 sessions a month. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping me spread the word about clay. And if you live near Flint, Michigan, be sure and remind the people around there there's another alternative for detoxing. Have a wonderful, blessed Christmas with family. I wish for each of you harmony, love, joy, an appreciation for the Easter season and what it means for us. And thank you for listening in today. This is Perry A. signing out.